Okay. This year is the L'Rafua Shalema Tzvi Asher Ben Gila, who's having a surgery this morning. So L'Rafua Shalema Tzvi Asher Ben Gila. Okay. We are towards Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We just had the Gemara. The whole Amud was about what is called the Shomer, what is not called the Shomer. And then we started discussing again different foods, what bracha you make on different foods at different stages of production. So, Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We just spoke about pepper. We spoke about pilpuli. And we're discussing also ginger. The Gemara quoted that Rava made no bracha on pepper and on ginger. So now let us go to the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth to last skinny line, Amri La. The fifth to last skinny line at the end, Amri Le. So Amri Le Rabbanan Lemeremer. Kas Zangvila Biyomet Kippurei Pater. So Rabbanan said to Meremer that if somebody eats ginger on Yom Kippur, he's Pater. Kas, Rashi said, is the verb that's used whenever you eat anything raw. So if you eat, chew something raw ginger on Yom Kippur, you're Pater. I have a Hama Rava Haihe Malta Daasi Mebe Hindui Sharia. I Rava said that, or this on the side it changes it to Ravina, which makes more sense because Rava earlier had said that if you eat ginger, you're Pater. So it says if you eat Hey Malta that comes from Be Hindui, it's Mutter Umavarchad Allah Bari Priyadama, and it says you make a Bari Priyadama, which tells us, which reflects that it is a food. So what do you mean you're going to be Pater on Yom Kippur if you make a bracha Bari Priyadama on it? It means it is a food. So how can you say you're Pater on Yom Kippur? So Lokasha Habaritivusa Habiaveshta. So we say again, just like the Chalak we said a few lines ago, the difference is if it's the moist kind or it's the dry kind. The moist kind is a food, it's edible, so therefore you say Bari Priyadama. The dry kind is not. Period. Just one Ha'ara, this quote of Ravina says this Hemalta, which is some type of ginger mixture that comes from Bei Hindui, is mutter, and you say Bari Priyadama. What do you mean it's mutter? What does that first word mean? It's mutter. So Rashi here explains it's mutter for two reasons. There's no Bishal Akam problem, and there's no Gil Akam problem. Gil Akam means treif. What are the two things? So Bishal Akam, we know there's an Gzeirah Drabanan, which we'll talk about at one time, and we have spoken about, that you're not allowed to eat anything that is cooked by a non-Jew. Nothing to do with it being treif. It has to do with chasnus, Rashi explains in Avodah Zarah. It has to do with we don't want to cause too much intermingling between the nations, and therefore anything cooked by a non-Jew is going to be asur midrabanan to eat. There are, though, three major rules that if any of these apply, then it's mutter. One of them is if the food can be eaten raw, so that it's mutter. Meaning a guy could cook up water for me, could boil me up some water. Why? Because I could drink the water without cooking. I could drink the water plain. So because that's true, so that's why I'm allowed to, the guy's allowed to cook the water for me. Or anything else that could be eaten raw, a baked apple. A guy's allowed to bake an apple for me. Why? Because I could eat the apple raw. That's the first major rule in Bishul Akam. There are other rules, but I don't have time for now. But the Mordechai in this Gemara says, explains Rashi. Why is there no Bishul Akam? Because this tarovas, this mixture of ginger, can be eaten raw. And what about the second half of Rashi? Rashi says there's no Gil Nachrim, there's no issue of worrying about treif. So there the Mordechai, and this Mordechai is one of the Rishonim. He's always the last Rishon quoted in the back of the Gemara, right before the Tosefta. So the Mordechai says, why is it that there's no issue of treifus? So he quotes a number of opinions. Some say that maybe the Goy always have separate kalim. This is all they make. This mixture is all they make in these kalim. Like people sometimes say, this is the only thing that comes out of that spout. It has to be kosher. Right, but so that there are roots of that in the Rishonim. This is the only thing they make. Or some say that they uman lo mara nafshe, because he's a worker and this is what he does for a living. He's not gonna have it prepared properly. He's not gonna mix in any other ingredients. Again, all of these are roots of the Rishonim, but they're very important principles. Anyway, that's about the Hemalta. Next. Second to last skinny line. Chavitz kedeira v'chei daisa. These are two types of porridges or hot cereals. Chavitz kedeira v'chei daisa. The chavitz kedeira one has more honey in it, though. Daisa is more like just hot cereal. Rav Yehuda amar shakol niyeh b'dvaro. Rav Kahana amar b'rei menei mezonos. So it's machlokas what bracha to make. B'daisa greida kuli amal apligit de b'rei menei mezonos. In the second one that's listed, daisa, hot cereal, porridge, oatmeal, any of those, we know. Everybody agrees Bari Menei Mezonos. Because that is grains that have been prepared. You make a Mezonos on that. Ki pligi b'daisa ke'en chavetz kedera. The machlokas is when you have this type of porridge that is made like chavetz kedera. Chavetz kedera, I just mentioned, is a mixture which has a lot of honey in it. So what happens if you make like a porridge or a hot cereal, but you put a lot of honey or some other type of liquid in it. So then what brachas do you make? So Rav Yehuda Amar Shahakol Savar Dev She'ikr. Rav Yehuda says you make a shahakol because he holds that in this mixture the honey is the ikr. And that's why you make a shahakol on honey. Rav Kahana Amar Berman Imazono Savar Smid De Ikr, because he holds that the hot cereal is the ikr, and that's generally what we assume. That if there's grain in it, you can make a mizonos. Because of the following very important line. Amr of Yosef, Kavased Rav Kahana Mistafer. Rav Yosef says, I think that what Rav Kahana holds is more correct, meaning that you make a mizonos on this mixture, even though it's pretty liquidy. The Rav Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, because Rav Shmuel both say, Kol Sheyeshbo Mechameshas Haminin, Mavarech Anav, Bore Mine Mizonos. Any type of food which has in it, which has in it any type of mizonos is not batel. We paskin that sometimes if you have different ingredients in a mixture, you see what's the ikker, you see what the main ingredient is, but we paskin when there's a mizonos ingredient in it, part of the mixture is a mizonos, one of the grains, so that is not batel, and you always have to relate to the mizonos. That is the principle. That's why in anything, whenever, let's say you have some type of mixture that has a little wheat in it, or a little barley, or a little spelt, or whatever it is, you're going to make a mizonos, even if that's the minority ingredient. Doesn't matter what it is on the list of ingredients. There is two important discussions in the Rishonim here. Tosfos here on the bottom, the fourth to last line in Tosfos, Tosfos says, Ve'im devek ba'alma. What if the grain or the mizonos ingredient is only put in for texture? It's not put in for taste. It's not put in for a main ingredient. But it's only put in for texture. So then Tosfos says, Eino tzarech levarech barimene mizonos. Then you don't have to make a barimene mizonos. You don't have to make. The Gilyon HaShas already says, I don't understand what do you mean you don't have to? You don't make a barimene mizonos. Okay, that's what the Gilyon HaShas points out, that Tosfos really should be, you're not allowed to make. But the principle of Tosfos is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and that is, if the mizonos is only put in to hold the other ingredients together, then you don't make a barimene mizonos. That is not called really an ingredient. It's just there to hold things together. So where does this come up? The big issue in the Acharonim is licorice. Licorice. Because they say licorice, the main reason, there is grain in licorice. But the question is, most of us, I think, make shahakal on licorice. Ah, there's grain in licorice. Rabbi will say here, if it has mizonos in it, that's it. So there are many poskim say that the grain and licorice is only put in as holding it together, holding all the other ingredients together, give it a little substance, make it a little hard. Hold the sugar together. Licorice is basically sugar. So what holds it together? So it's the grain. So that's why most poskim, if you look at all the brachas books, they say shahakol on licorice. There are those, that are Rabbi Neuberger from Tinek, he makes a mizonos on licorice. Like he said, he did his research and he thinks that the grain is used for a little more. It's not just to hold it together. It's to give it some added zest also. But again, I think Rove Poskim is make a shahakol. There's a discussion in the Rush here. What about beer? You know, beer is made out of grain. Want to make a mizonos on beer? You know, that's what the Gemara says. Anytime there's Rav and Shmuel, so then he has a discussion. He says maybe beer is different because it's a mamish liquid. So any liquid, we say shahakol. Or others say that the ultimate purpose of grain is really a mizonos hamotzi type of food. This isn't in its ultimate state. So as we said yesterday, if something is not in its ultimate stage of production, you'd also make a shahakol. But again, this is generally the rule. If mizonos is part of the ingredients, if grains are part of the ingredients, you can make a mizonos even if it's a minority ingredient.
But it also does look like its natural state.
It's right, that's what we just said. If it doesn't look like its natural state, so then
Pringles.
Right, similar to Pringles. But Pringles is maybe the ultimate stage that it's going to be in. But beer, the reason they made the grains is for more for mizonos or for bread. Yes, sure. My kids, so we were talking about last night, my kids eat soup so they can eat croutons. They don't eat croutons for this. They don't eat soup and then they throw in some croutons. They eat, well, they want croutons, but we don't give croutons plain. So they put in a lot of croutons. I'll eat some soup. So they make a mizonos on that. For sure, 100%. But let's say if you, well, most of us eat soup, so we would have to make two brachas probably. Because mizonos can't be batel, but the ikar is the soup. So that's, okay. Three lines at the bottom. Kufa, Ravish Shmuel, Darbit Shavayal, Kol Sheishma, Bechavesh, Zvidim, Barachal, Berni, Mizonos. So Ravish Shmuel, again, the quote is, anytime that there's any type of five grains, oats, wheat, spelt, rye, one more?
Barley.
Barley, right? So that's, if it has any of those in it, you say Berni, Mizonos. Vidmar Nami, and we have another statement of Ravish Shmuel, Darbit Shavayal, Kol Shehu, Bechavesh, Zvidim, Barachal, Berni, Mizonos. Anything which is from the five grains, you make a mizonos. So which is it? There are two statements of Rav and Shmuel. One is, anything that has in it five grains, you make a mizonos. Anything that is the five grains, you make a mizonos. So what is each of these statements teaching me? Vitzricha, says the last line. Tiyashmina kol shehu, if we only had the second line, Rav and Shmuel's second line, that anything that is of the five grains, you make a bar minim is on us. Hava, I mean, I would have thought Mishab the Isa Be'enei. I would have thought only that if it is of the five grains, you make a mizonos. Aval ayde tarov is low. That I would have thought, pashit, that if it's only one ingredient in the mixture, you wouldn't make a mizonos. So that's why, kamash malon kol sheyeshbo, top of the Laman Zayin, that's why I have to say the first line which has anything that has mizonos in it. Fine. So, but if I would have only had the first line, Hava Amina, here we go. The next 20 lines is the big sugya of rice. If I would have only had the first line that says Kol Sheyeshbo, anything that has in it, Hava Amina, I would have thought Kol Sheyeshbo Chameshes Aminim in, anything that has in the mixture the five grains, yes, you say Mizonos, Aval Orez V'dochen Lo, but rice and millet, which is Tosfos explains Orez is rice, and that's how the poskim assume. Rashi has a different interpretation, but let's assume that Orez is rice, like in modern Hebrew. Aval Orez V'dochen, rice and millet, no, if they're mixed in the mixture, you wouldn't make a Mizonos. They're not as chashuv as the five grains. Rice is not as satiating. It's not one of the five grains. So I would have thought you don't make a mizonos on them, mishum to al yidei tarovis, because they're in a mixture. But we would have been medayik, aval isa be'ene. But let's say you would have plain rice. Neima afilo oris v'dochen amim v'rachna borim in a mizonos. Then I would have had the havamina that you make a mizonos on them plain. Only in a mixture you wouldn't make a mizonos on them. But plain, you would not make a mizonos. Kamash malan, that's why Rav and Shmuel have to teach us. Kol shehu mechameshes haminim, hu demavarchan ala borim in a mizonos. That's why you have the second line. That anything that is the five grades you say mizonos, lafuki oris v'dochen, to exclude rice and millet, da afilo isa be'eni lomavarchan ala borim in a mizonos. At this point, the Gemara says that you make a shahakol on rice. I'm not a shahakol, at least not a, we'll see shahakol in a minute, but at least not a mizonos. We're going to get to the maskana later on at the bottom of Amud Aleph. But at this point, the Gemara assumes that rice is not one of the five grains, and therefore you're not going to make a mizonos on it. So the Gemara asks right away, what do you mean? You don't make a mizonos on rice? They brought in front of him a bread, rice bread, or dochen bread, you make a bracha on it before and after, just like maisa kedera, which is like a porridge. And we know that the halachas by maisa kedera is, by maisa kedera, you make a bremen mizonos, and then you make an alamichya. So therefore, why? So if rice is compared to that, so then rice should also have a mizonos and an alamichya. So the Gemara, no, the Gemara keeps to its guns. No, kamaisa kedera v'lo kamaisa kedera. Really, the comparison to a maisa kedera is in one sense and not in another sense. Kamaisa kedera d'mavarachan l'tchila v'asof. It's like a maisa kedera in that it gets a bracha before and after it. But it's different brachas. V'lo kamaisa kedera, d'ilu b'maisa kedera, b'tchila bari m'nei mezonos v'asof b'varacha achas be'in shalosh. But it's not like maisa kedera, because maisa kedera is a real mezonos. Mezonos an alamichya. V'ilu hacha, b'tchila b'varacha l'shach honi ebin varo, ulu b'asof b'rei nefashos rabos v'chas radon al-kal ma'asha b'ra. Right? But by rice, at this point, it's shahakol b'rei nefashos. So far, that's what we assume. We're not at the maskana yet. Don't worry about it. In a chinami, it's a little difficult what that means, but maybe by certain other foods we spoke about yesterday, that if you eat them raw, the wahavamin is that, you know, if it's not good for you, or if you don't get so much hana from it, so that's it could be related to that. There is a discussion about the lashon of borei nefashos rabos v'chesronon. We've said it about 3 million times in our life. What does it mean? Borei nefashos rabos v'chesronon. Hashem creates many nefashos v'chesronon. And what they're missing. I'll call Masha Barah Lachayos Bahem on everything that he created to make us live. Baruch Hayolamim. What is Fechesronan? It's Tosfos here. Top Tosfos. Tosfos says, Borei Nefashos Rabos Fechesronan. Kemo, Tosfos says, it's as if it's a comma. Borei Nefashos Rabos Fechesronan. He creates all people Fechesronan and whatever they're missing, meaning necessities of life. Borei Nefashos Rabos Fechesronan means, Kemo Lechem Umayim Sheyefshe Belohim. And then Tosfos says, I'll call Masha Barah Lachayos Bahem. That's anything that we don't need that he gives us. All extras, all extra pleasures that we have above and beyond necessities. That should be our kavana. Is what we need. That's everything that we don't need above and beyond what Hashem created. You see on the side of the Tosafot, it says Ayin Bachu Ba'Teres Zakenim. The Bach is a Pirish on the tour, and the Teres Kedem is a Pirish on Shulchan Aruch. They point out that it sounds like from Tosas that there should be a Vav in there. because that's one point. And then Tosfos says, so they explain that really Tosfos doesn't mean to change the girsa. He's just giving pshat, that it's like a comma there, but nobody says you should have a vav in there. That's what we assume, la halacha, that when we should have this kavana, but it's really two different points. Yeah.
It appears that it shouldn't be limited only to
food,
because it's a very gentle.
Right, that it's any tanug. So we make a berachas hananin on a lot of things. Only food we have a bracha afterwards, that's true. Like on smelling, you don't make a bari nefashos. And on any other type of hana, in a chinami. There are some. There are gersa. I'm just going with Tosfos and the Bach. Anyway. Maybe I don't know. Maybe it could be. I didn't do enough research on it. But
what's the
well, Menachem asked, why wouldn't there be a bracha? Right. But you're gonna see the maskana. We're gonna make a mazonos. How is it? It's because it's somewhere in between. It's more satiate. Rice is more satiating than vegetables, the Gemara assumes, but it's not as much as the other five minim. So that's why it's this hybrid, somewhere in the middle. It's going to be the only one that's in the middle. Okay, so the Gemara says again, va'orez, right in the middle of the amud. Va'orez la ma'isa kaderahu. Again, we're asking, orez, you don't make a mezonos on? It's not a ma'isa kaderah? Va'hatanya, we have a brisa that says beferish. Elohim ma'isa kaderah. The following things are ma'isa kaderah. Chilka, targis, sola, zariz, va'arsa, va'orez. These five things, Rashi explains, it's some type of wheat mixture that it depends how fine you break up the wheat into twos, into threes, into fours. So that's what Rashi explains all of these cases are. But the last one of the list is Orez. So you see, Orez is Maisek Deira. Forget about comparing it to a Maisek Deira, which is a porridge. It is a Maisek Deira. So you should make a Mezodos. So Gemara then says, you're right. Okay, I'll give you halfway. Hamani, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri hi. Tanya Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer Orez min Daganhu. V'chayev nachimus okares. Says, really, you're right. That's the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds rice as a grain, and you're even chayiv rice as chametz. Forget kidneyos. Rice as chametz, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. V'adam yosei v'yidei chavasu b'pesach. And you can make rice matzah. Avol Rabbanan lo. We don't paskin that way. The Rabbanan don't paskin that way. Rice at most is kidneyos. And therefore, which is a minog not to have on Pesach, but it's not chametz, it's not masa. So we still, the Gemara sticking to its guns, we say, you say a shahakol. No mazonos, that's only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So where it says again, Rabbanan lo, Rabbanan don't hold that you make a mazonos on rice. V'hatanya, we have the following important brisa. Hakoses es achita. The important part is going to be the second half for us, but let's quote the whole brisa. Hakoses es achita mevarech al bar pri adama. We mentioned yesterday, if somebody eats a piece of raw grain, raw wheat, you make a hadama. We mentioned yesterday, if something is in its natural state, or you make a hadama. If something is in a middle category, where it's not, it's been changed, but it's not in its ultimate stage yet, like flour, then you make a shahako. If something in its ultimate state, then again, you're going to make a specific bracha. So if it's a hadama, you make a hadama. If it's a mizonos, you can make a mizonos. So here too, if you eat raw wheat, so then you can make a hadama. Takna va'afa ubishla. Let's say you grind it, you bake it. Let's say you make a challah va'af bishla. But then you put the challah, you cook it. You cook the challah. Let's say you put the challah into boiling water or boiling soup. We're going to get to this. It's going to be very halach lamaisa. So we're going to talk about it. Bizman. So let's say you did that. In other words, you have a challah and then you soak it totally. So what bracha do you make now? You take that challah out of the hot burning soup or the hot water. Or let's say you have challah and you deep fry it for some reason. Talk about bread croutons. Right? So what bracha do you make? So b'tchila mivarech aleha b'hamos alechem in aretz. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. B'zman shafrusas kayamos, when the pieces are still kayam, it still has the form of bread, let's call it. B'tchila mivarech aleha b'hamos alechem in aretz. Mivarech aleha gimel brachas. So it's still called bread. It hasn't lost its shem lechem, so you make hamotzi and benching. Im eina frusas kayamos, but if the pieces aren't kayam, it's totally falling apart, it's like a mush, so then it loses its shem lechem, and therefore it's go down to mizonos. Then you're going to go from mizonos and al hamichya. Fine. That's the first half of the brisa, we're going to get back to that. But now we're first interested in the second half of the brisa. Hakose says, Orez, if you eat raw rice, Mavarech alav, bore pri ha'adama, then you make a ha'adama. Tachlo v'afo ubishlo, let's say you made rice pudding or rice bread, ubishlo, and you cooked it. Afal bishan prusos kayamot, even if the prusos are kayam, betchilo mavarech alav, bore yinim mizonos, lefzo mavarech alav, bracha achas vein shalosh. So you see, this Tana holds that you make a mizonos on rice. So who is this Tana? Mani. Elam, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he, Dama Oriz ben Dagan, who? So you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because that's the Tana who you said before holds his bread? So then it shouldn't be Mizonos then, it should be Hamotzi. So then, Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, U Shalosh Brachos Boy Bruche. If it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, then he owns one of the grains. So what do you mean Mizonos? It should be Hamotzi. So Ella Lav Rabbanani. So it must be that this Tana is the Rabbanan, the Tiyufta, the Rabbi Shmuel Tiyufta, and therefore we reject the Diyuk that we had from Rabbi Shmuel all the way at the beginning of the Gemara. It was from their statement that we had the Diyuk that you make a Shahakol on rice. We reject that, and therefore we paskin like this Rabbanan, who say you make a Mizonos on rice. That's what we paskin. We're still not at the Maskana yet, because right now we assume you make a Mizonos and an Alamichya on rice. And that's also not what we hold La Halacha. We hold you make a Mizonos, so we're halfway there to the Maskana. Generally, the rule is, whenever you have a Mizonos, you have an Alamichya. We're going to see that rice is the one exception in the world. Usually, Tosas here points out, in Koseis, that you never say Ha'adama with an Alamichya. That never comes up. You're always going to, whenever you say an Alamichya, it's got to be started with a Mizonos. But we're going to have in a minute that you're going to have a Mizonos with a Bari Nefashas. Rice is going to be the only one. Yeah. Excellent question. So the post can point out here that that part of Shmuel and Rav's statement does apply. Meaning, if rice is the minority ingredient, it can be batel, unlike the five grains. It's only if rice is plain, you're going to still make a Mizonos.
Rice is only limited when you did two things to it. When you cooked it and when you baked it.
I'd say, but no, but it says even if. The Koseis HaEretz is even if you put it in. Even if Prusas Kayamos, you're still going to make a Mizonos. If you didn't put it in, then you're for sure you're going to make a Mizonos by the rice.
So you start off by saying that you make a Hadama
on
rice.
Raw. Anything raw. By wheat raw, you also make a Hadama. Uh-huh. Grows from the ground. Amar Mar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six line. Amar Mar, 2 dots. Hakosis Achitim of Arechal Abari Pri Hadama. So now we're going to talk about the first half of the Brisa. Once we brought this Brisa down, talking about rice, so let's talk about the first half of the Brisa. It says if you eat raw wheat, you're going to make Hadama. Vahatanya Bori Mine Zraim. But what do you mean? We have another Brisa that says you're going to make Bori Mine Zraim, not Bori Pri Hadama. So Lokash Arbi Yehuda Harabanan. No, this is the same Achlokas that we had 2 days ago. At the beginning of the Perek, the Arbi Yehuda always says you have to be very specific. You can't just say Bori Pri Hadama, you have to make Bori Mine Deshaim. That's what these types of grasses. But the Tanan, as it says in the Mishnah that we had at the beginning of the Perek, Valiyarakos Omer Bripri Adam, Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'nei Medeshaim. Okay, minor machlokes of a detail about how detailed you have to be in your Bracha Bori Pri Adama. Things that grow from the ground generally, or specify the different types of growths. Omar Mar. Hakoseis HaSa'oriz Mavarech Alav Bori Pri Adama. So now we're quoting the second half of the Brisa again. If you eat raw rice, you make Hadama. Tachno, afo, bishlo, aval bishav, rusas kayamas, betchil, mavarech labarin, mizonos, mavarech, achas bein shalosh. But if you make this rice bread, and you even if you would soak it, and even if the pieces are still there, you'd still at most only make a mizonos. I asks the Gemara, v'hatani lo basof v'lo klum. We have another Brisa that says you don't say anything after you eat rice. And Rashi here points out, saying nothing means Bari Nefashos. We're going to talk about why in a minute. But say, aren't you supposed to say Bari Nefashos? Rav Sheshes, Lo Kasha, Abagamil HaRabanan. Really, ultimately, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Whether you're supposed to say Bari Nefashos or an Alamichya after rice. So we're going to end up saying, we hold like the Mandu Rabanan who say Bari Nefashos. So Lamaisa, even before we read this Brisa, rice is the only food where you make a Mizonos and a Bari Nefashos. Everything else. So if you make a burn, if there's a machlokas about rice cakes. Most poskim say to make a mizonos on rice cakes. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying that rice cakes, it's not cooked. It's just like blown rice. Therefore, it's like it's in its natural state still, so you make hadam on rice cakes. So some poskim say hadam on rice cakes. But most, I think, say mizonos, but you make a burn of fashos. Because that's the only one. Everything else is mizonos ha'alamech. Anyway, so we have a machlokas here. Oh, also, before we get to the brisa, why is it called lo klum? Say Bari Nefashos. It says you don't say anything. So Rashi says it means lo klum. So what does that mean? So there's a different discussion in the why is it called a lo klum. Rav Yosef Engel in the Gilyon Yashas says it's more of closer to a minhag than a real din d'rabbanan to say Bari Nefashos. Less chamor. So that's why maybe it says lo klum. The Rashba has a tshuva. The Radvaz quotes. The Radvaz has a tshuva. Why is it called lo klum? Maybe it doesn't have a chasima. It doesn't end off brachat Hashem chei olamim. The Yerushalmi says you end off brachat Hashem chei olamim. We don't pass in that way. So maybe that's why it's called lo klum, which is also somewhat dacha, because we make a lot of brachas that without a chasima. Then the Rashba quotes maybe that because you're not specifying anything in the bracha. Every other thing you say, Bari Minim Zonos, Bari Pri Hadama. But even Shahakol, you're specifying that Hashem made everything for me to get benefit from. Shahakol Niya Bidvaro. A little bit. It's not as clear. But he says that maybe that's why, because it's so general. Boring if Adrabas Chasrona. Either way, Lo Klum here means means bur nefashos. Okay, Ditanya. So what's the brisa where you have this machlokes about whether you say bur nefashos or an alamichya on rice? The following. Zehaklal of a couple of shitas. Kol shehu mishabas aminim. Anything from the seven grain, from the seven minim. Minim. Chita sa'ora gefen te'ena. Zeh shemen rimon udvash. Meaning the seven for bikurim. Dates, pomegranates. You know, all of those, including wheat and barley. Rabbi Gamliel omer shalosh brachos. Rabbi Gamliel says, if you have grapes, you got a bench. That's Rabbi Gamliel Shita. If you have dates, you got a bench. Figs, you got a bench. That's Rabbi Gamliel Shita. No, bracha achas mein cholosh. No, you make an al hagefen or an al hamichya. That's what we pass. People think that if you eat grapes, you know, you got to make sure you know when it comes to the seven minim of Eretz Yisrael, you got to say an al hamichya or an al hagefen or an al ha'etz, depending on what you had. Well, my son, Rabbi Gamliel was vazakedim. There was a story between Rabbi Gamliel and Zakedim. Shoyim Subim ba'aliyah b'Yericho. They were in Yericho. They viel lefneim kosavos and they brought in front of them dates. Kosavos, dates to eat. For Achlu, and they all had a meal of dates, a snack. For Dasan and Rabbi Gamliel, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Akiva, Lavarech. And Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Vala Bais, he says, Rabbi Akiva, please, please bench for us. He said, be our mezamein. Kafatu birach, Rabbi Akiva, bracha adai shalosh. Rabbi Akiva got up and said, bracha adai shalosh, ala michi, ala gavam. Because he's so excited, he says, I hold like ala michi, you hold that you make a bench. But that's why kafatu birach, he knew that he had a kafat, he would have the floor, so he said, if he asks, the Mepharshim say that if he would ask Rabbi Gamliel, should he bench his Adal Mechia, Rabbi Gamliel would tell him to bench, and then he wouldn't be able to refuse. But here he just said, please lead us. Please lead us. He says, I hold this in Adal Mechia. So that's why he said in Al Ha'etz. So I'm going to Rabbi Gamliel Al Kiva. And Masiyat HaMachlis Rosh Chabin HaMachlokas. What are you doing? Come on, you know that I hold, you have to bench on dates. What are you making an Adal Mechia for? So Amalei Rabbeinu, Ava Bishat Omer Kain, V'Chaverech Omrim Kain, even though you're right, you say that, but your friends hold otherwise. Limatana Rabbeinu, and you taught us, Yachad Rabim, Halacha Karabim. You told us, you go like the Rabbi. If you remember, Rabbi Gamliel has had this before. Remember all the way back, it says Tesamat Aleph. Rabbi Gamliel's children, remember they came back from the party at the beginning of the Masechta, and they said, Rabbi, what should we do? So they had the whole discussion. They said, but Rabbi, we know you say all night, but we thought the Chacham argue on you. So he's been, this principle has caught him before. But anyway, this is the first discussion in the Braisa about benching on the Zion Minim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Gamliel the following, Kol Shehu Mishivas HaMinim, anything that's from the seven types, seven Minim, Velo Min Daganhu, and it's not one of the grains, meaning it's not barley or wheat, but it's one of the others, pomegranates or grapes or etc. O Min Dagan Velo Asal Pas, or it's one of the types of grains, meaning wheat or barley, but you didn't make it into bread. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Shalosh Brachos Acham Omer Bracha Achas. Still, Rabbi Gamliel says by any of the seven minim, or even on cookies, right, grains, but you didn't make it to bread. Rabbi Gamliel says you have to bench, and the Chachamim say no bracha achas. You have to make one bracha ala michya. Call the last line of the Braiso, that's the one that's important for us. Call she'eno lo mishivas haminim v'lo min dagan. What if it's not one of the seven minim and it's not one of the grains? Kagon pas ores v'dochen, rice bread. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, there Rabbi Gamliel says, okay, you don't have to bench. Rabbi Gamliel was like benching all day, right? Everything, he says you have to bench on almost everything. Finally, rice, okay, you don't have to bench on rice. Rice you can say in ala michya, says Rabbi Gamliel. V'chachamim omrim v'lo klum. V'chachamim say no. It's lo klum, meaning bar nefashos. There's your machlokas tanoim about what the bracha achrona is on rice. B'mayu kibtus. The Gemara says, one second. How are you moking this, the brisa that we had earlier, right? If you eat the rice, or if you eat the wheat, it depends if you dunk it into the soup. Rabbi Gamliel. So we're basically saying that's Rabbi Gamliel Shita, because Rabbi Gamliel is the one that says you make an al hamichya on rice. And that's what that brisa had said. So we're saying that brisa is Rabbi Gamliel, but that doesn't fully fit, because aim a safer duration, because if you look at another part of that brisa, what did the brisa say? Im eina prusas kayamos, right, what did the brisa say? That if you have a bread, let's say a challah that you made out of wheat, and you dunk it in the, you boil it up, you put it into boiling water, so what did it say there? It depends if the pieces are still nikar. Im a prusas kayamos, if you could still make out pieces, v'tzchilim avarech ala barim enei mezonos, v'mazov avarech ala barach achaz vein shalosh. So then you make a mezonos and a ala mechya if the pieces are still there. So the Gemara says, one second, mani. So we're saying that's Rabbi Gamliel Shita, that Brisa. E Rabbi Gamliel, if that's Rabbi Gamliel Shita, so that hashta akosabos va'adaisa, Amar Rabbi Gamliel Gimel Brachos. Rabbi Gamliel says that on dates you bench. Rabbi Gamliel says that on hot cereal you bench. So then, Eina Prusas Kayamos Biboy, so just because the bread doesn't look like bread anymore, you're going to say an ala michya? No, it'll be a kosher cane. He says, even if it never looked like bread, you have to bench. So that Brisa can't be Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, the rice line fits into Rabbi Gamliel. But the other line of the rice doesn't fit into Rabbi Gamliel, because Rabbi Gamliel says you always have to bench and wash. So what's he talking about? So Gemara says it can't be Rabbi Gamliel. Oh, Pshita Rabbanan. That rice must be the Rabbanan. who we said hold that you make a brayna fashas on rice. So we say, ihachi kasha d'rabbanan d'rabbanan, and then you have a stira, because that brayna said you make an alamechya on rice. And the new rabbanan say you make a brayna fashas on rice. So the Gemara says, no problem. El olam rabbanan, v'tini, change it. Change it, v'tini, gabi oriz, l'basofin v'rech alav lo klom. Change it, very easy answer. Switch it, it should say brayna fashas in that brayna. Halacha l'maisa, so what do we get out of this? There are various shitas about rice. We paskin that you make a mizonos and a brayna fashos, like the middle sheet, because rice is somewhere in between vegetables and the five grains. It's more satiating, it's not as satiating. So that's what we paskin, the middle ground. Okay, so that's the rice discussion, the halama zayin and brachas. That's where we learn rice. By the way, Tosfos on Amud Aleph said, v'reish b'farshim rizo. I mean, he also says rice. He says the lies. Yeah.
Shivas Amidim has nothing to do with this world, right? I mean, if it's grown someplace else, it's still...
Right, but it's Bikurim. Bikurim is only brought from those Shivas Aminim.
Regarding brachas, whatever.
Brachas, correct. Correct. There might be a little difference in the bracha. If you say, because it might be al pei rosecha, because we're talking about Eretz Yisrael in the bracha, so I change the bracha, but you have to say, right, if you have any grapes, even from California grapes, you say in al ha'etz afterwards. Okay, two dots. Amarava. Again, hi, riata. We're going to talk about a couple of two specific types of foods, which is going to be, the second one is going to be a very halachal amaisa. Amarava. Hi, riata de chakloi. What's riata tachakloi? Rashi here says it's similar to the honey dish that we were discussing on the previous daf. Some mixture with honey and flour. So dimafshi be kimcha. So this riata from chakloi that they put a lot of flour in mevarech bereimene mizonos. My time at this me the ikker, because they make it in a way where there's so much grains and therefore that's the ikker. Dimechuza to lo mafshi be kimcha. In mechuza where they don't put in so much flour. You make a shahakol, my time a duvsha ikr, because the honey is the ikr. So therefore, why? Because this first opinion says that even if there's grain in it, still you don't have to relate to it. But the Gemara says automatically, right away, Bahadar Marava, Rava then changed his mind and said, Edivi bear my name is Onos. Really, you make a mizonos. As we said earlier, as we said, anything that has the five grains in it, even if it's a minority, you say mizonos. That's what we pass on, except for that heter of Tosfos, where it's only in Lodevik Ba'alma, only in for texture. So generally, though, anytime there's a mizonos, as a mizonos can't be batel. Eat an ice cream sandwich, eating it for the ice cream, you make two brachas. It doesn't matter, because the mizonos on the outside is it can't be batel. So rice, that's what Josh said before, if rice is a minority ingredient, so then is batal. Yeah, that's the middle, that is batal. Omar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, Hai chavitza de isbe pirurin kezayis. What does this mean? Major machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says this chavitza is the same type of thing we were talking about earlier. It's the type of bread that is cooked, right? Like on the Amud Aleph, we spoke about, you have a bread and you cook it. So that's what Rashi says, the same type of case we're talking about here. Tosfos and the other Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Tosfos, that there's going to be difference in halachas between this case and the previous case. So it can't be cooked. It's a different kind of case. It's just soaked. And we're going to go through at the end the different shitas about what the halacha is. We're talking about a bread, according to Tosfos, that you soaked. Let's say you soaked it in you broke it up and you put it in a soup that wasn't so hot. Let's say you have pieces of bread and that you soak it in a soup that wasn't so hot. So you still make a hamotzi on that or not? So let's go with either shita. So hai chavitza dispe pirurin kezayis. So this chavitza, this bread that you crumpled up into crumbs, but the crumbs are still kezayis size. But they're held all together by this, by something, by soup, by another ingredient. So the Gemara says, b'tchilam avarech alav hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, ulebasav avarech alav shalosh brachas. So if it still has pieces that are a kezayah size, it's still called bread. And therefore you're going to say hamotzi and you're going to bench. The last bay pirun kezayis, but what if you crumpled it up very small? It doesn't have kezayis pieces. It's just crumbs now that's all mixed into this mixture. So then it loses its shame lechem. It's not called bread anymore. And therefore it goes back to just like the case where you cooked it on the Amud Aleph, where it doesn't look like it anymore, you're going to make a mizonos. Sometimes it's possible for bread to lose its shame bread, and it reverts back to being a mizonos and no longer a hamotzi. So we're going to get to it at the end, halacha l'maaseh, why there are differences. Because cooking, let me just say it now, cooking could cause something to lose its shame lechem more than just soaking it, even if, you know, it looks like it, or even if it has a big piece. We're going to get to the three different levels. So I'm Rav Yossi, Mina Amida Las. Let's finish up the Gemara and then we'll, Bezer Hashem, talk about the Halacha L'maisa. So Rav Yossi said, Mina Amida, how do you know that it has to retain a kezias size in order for you to make a hamotzi on it? What's the source? The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Haya Omeidu Makriv Menachas B'Yerushalayim. If a somebody is standing and bringing a carbon mincha is a carbon made out of flour, oil, and frankincense. So he's in Yerushalayim, carbon mincha. So Omer Baruch Shechianu v'Kimanu v'Yonu Advan Hazeh. He says Shechianu. Who says Shechianu? Very unclear. Big machlokas again. Rashi and Tosfos. Who's saying Shechianu? Rashi says here the Shechianu is the Yisrael. The Yisrael brings the carbon mincha, and when he brings it to the Kohen, he says Baruch Shechianu. I haven't brought a carbon mincha in a long time. Right. This is one of the important gemaras about if you haven't done something in a long time that you say Shechianu. Question exactly how long. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? The Yisrael doesn't bring the mincha. The Yisrael is not allowed to do any of the avoda. It's the Kohen who hasn't brought a carbon mincha in a long time. You give it to the Kohen says Shechianu. Either way, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, who says it? So, Natlan La'achlan. So then, everybody has to agree that this line is talking about the Kohen. Because only a Kohen is allowed to eat a carbon mincha. Carbon mincha is kachem kachem. There are two major categories of karbanos. Kachem kachem, kachem kalim. Kachem kalim, there's more flexibility. A Yisrael could eat certain parts of kachem kalim. A shlamim is a kachem kalim. The wives and family of Kohanim can eat kachem kalim. But kachem kachem is only male Kohanim. You read Ezel Makoman. Ezel Makoman talks all about it. It's the fifth parak in Zvachim. So that says that... that when mincha is a kashi kachim, so only a male kohen can eat it. So not the lachan. So let's say the kohen takes the flour to eat. Mevarech hamotzi lechem naaretz. He says hamotzi on that because flour is not just plain flour. You make the matzah out of it. All carbon minchas are matzahs. Matani Allah, and we learned a brisa explaining that brisa. The kulan poses in kezias when you fold up and you break up the carbon mincha in order to, the way the carbon mincha is made is that you bake a matzah, then you fold it up into a bunch of pieces, then a kohen takes a kamitza size, that into the crumbs, he puts his three fingers and he brushes off these two, right? That's why the fourth finger in Hebrew is called the komet, the kamitza. The red zeres, kamitza, right, ama. So then you break this off, and this is the amount under these three fingers. That's the amount that's hukrav on the mizbeach, and all the rest of the karban mincha is eaten by the male kohanim. That's a karban mincha. So says the Gemara, when does he say a motzi on it? As long as it has kizayis pieces left. So that's our makar. That as long as bread has kizayis pieces left, so therefore you may still make a hamotzi. So I'm only Abai says 1 second. Elamei Ata, Latana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Parchan Hashem Atzim Lasilson. We have another Shita. Rabbi Shmuel says that no, that you don't need a kezias left over by the Karban Mincha. You smush it up until it's like looks like flour again. You smush it up so much. Are you going to tell me that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're not going to make a hamotzi when the Kohen eats these menachas because they're so tiny and it's not a kezias? And if you're going to tell me it's true, yeah, maybe Rabbi Shmuel won't make. He'll say mazonos. Matanya, that can't be. Because we learned in a brisa, lakat mikulan kezias, if, let's say, the Kohen gathers from all of them to combine into a kezias, which already means that Rabbi Shmuel must be the author of this brisa, because according to everybody else, each piece is a kezias. So if he gathers all of them into a kezias, va'achlan, and he eats it, look, it's chametz and you make a hamotzi on it like you could be yotzei the mitzvah matzah. So asks the Gemara, so how can you tell me that according to Rabbi Yishmael, because the pieces are so tiny, you're not going to make a hamotzi? You see from here that you're going to make a hamotzi even though the pieces are less than a kezias. So what are you talking about? You need a kezias for the still make a hamotzi. So Gemara said, no, you're right. Hakalai eskina b'she'ir son. It must be that we're talking about a case where he took all the pieces and he baked it again. He made it into a new matzah. So if you make the pieces into a new matzah, so that's when you're going to say hamotzi. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Ihachi, what, you're going to tell me that you made it all back into one big matzah? Ema seifa, the next line of the brisa doesn't work. Because it says there, v'husha achlan b'chdei achilas pras. When does it work that if you combine all the pieces, you're going to say hamotzi? As long as you ate them, achlan, ate them in the amount of time that it takes you to eat at achilas pras, which pras means half. Amount of time that it takes you to eat half a loaf of bread, which Rashi here explains to mean the size of 4 eggs. That amount of bread, that's called kdei achilas pras. That's the shear that we have to eat our matzah in, etc. So the Gemara says, v'ibish erson, and if it's true that you made it back all into one big matzah, so then haisha achlan, it shouldn't say as long as if you ate them, the pieces in a kdei achilas pras, it should say, sha'achlo mi baile, that you ate it. Now it's one thing. It's an it. It's not a them. It's not pieces anymore. If you made it back into one big matzah, then the brisa should say if you ate it in a kedei achilas pras. So the Gemara says you're right. Hakamai skin on different pshat. Baba milachem gadol, a huge chiddush. We don't pass in this way, but Rabbi Shmuel says really you need a kezias in order to make a hamotzi. But Rabbi Shmuel says if you have a source piece that is a kezias, so then even though the crumbs around it are less than a kezias, you'll still make hamotzi because of that source piece. That's what he says. Baba milachem gadol. That's how we explain Rabbi Shmuel. That's how that really you do need a kezias. His chiddush is that even if the piece you're eating doesn't have a kezias, you'll stay like hamosi as long as the source has a kezias. So my haviyala, let's just finish up. So what do we paskin? Amar efsheshes, hai chavitza, vis chavitza, this bread, afagav, the less may be ruin kezias, even though it does not have kezias pieces, mavori chalav hamosi lechman haaretz, you still make hamosi. That's what we paskin. Amar rava, v'hu di'ika alei, teresa dinama. As long as it still has, teresa dinama is tsuras hapas. Teresa means suras, as long as it still looks like bread, period. So let's just try to summarize all this. So what did we get out of this? We had a braisa on Amud Aleph, which said that if you cook bread, that it depends if it still looks like bread or not. We have this case, which says, what if you soak it, that it depends if it has a kezias or not. We have this last line that says, even if it's less than kezias, you make hamotzi. What are the rules? So just one sif in Shulchan Aruch. One sif in Shulchan Aruch, just to summarize. And that is in Siman Kuf Samaches Sif Yud. The Mishnah Berura says, I'm going to give you a hakdama to this si'if. Very unusual. The Mishnah Berura sometimes gives a hakdama to a simen. But obviously, if it's a hakdama to a si'if, a little si'if, then obviously he feels like he wants to make it clear. The Mishnah Berura and the Shulchan Aruch say that there are three levels. Three levels. If you have a beka chala, so you make hamotzi, that's clear. That's not a level. That's pashut. But what happens, there are three things that you could do to your breads. What happens if you have a piece of bread and you crumple it and you smash it up? Now you have bread, you have crumbs. What bracha do you make on those crumbs? Halacha is you say hamotzi on those crumbs because you didn't do anything to it. You smushed it up, but it's still bread. You didn't process it at all. If you have small pieces of challah that fell off, right, that are on your that are totally not processed, or for sure, sometimes you go to a kiddush and they have just cut up pieces of challah, small pieces of challah's croutons. They didn't do anything to it. Just fresh small piece of challah. That's 100% hamotzi, 100%. Because you didn't do anything to them. What? The soup is probably a klishlishi, because you have the pot, you have the ladle. So for this purposes, even if there's a slight suffix, I wouldn't say mizonos on them. Most of the time it's in a meal, but if they're in a soup, the soup is probably cooled off a little bit. It's probably not cold cooking. So that's number one. Number two, says the Mishnah Berurah, what if you cooked them? What if you have bread and you cook it? Or you deep fry it, which might be cooking. So then, the halacha is, it depends if it has a kezias or not. If it's the size of a kezias, then you still make hamotzi. It doesn't lose its shem lechem. If it's less than a kezias, it lost its shem lechem, therefore you make a mizonos. That's the sugya we had on Amun Aleph. Im yesh bahen, whatever the what, prusos, kayamos. I'm sorry, that's the second one. One second. What if it wasn't cooked? This is the third case. The three cases. Number one, if you just smush it up. Number two, if you cook it or deep fry it. Number three is if you don't cook it, but you just crumple it up into pieces and it's connected with soup or honey or some other type of connecting ingredient. So then the halacha is, so then you didn't cook it. So it's still called bread if you have one or the other. If the pieces are kezias or if it still looks like bread. Then you'd still make hamotzi. Those are the three levels of the Shulchan Aruch. Again, it's complicated. But those are simple three levels. Number one, if you smush up bread and you didn't do anything else to it, you still make hamotzi. If you cook it or deep fry it, so then it depends if it has a kezias or not, the pieces. Number three, if you don't cook it, you just soak it. You just put it in something that connects it, so then it depends either if it has kezias or it still looks like bread, so then it's going to be still hamotzi. So halacha l'maisa, this comes up to a lot of things. Let's say a challah kugel. Challah kugel. Sometimes people make challah kugel. So then, what is that? So that is, it's not category one. We didn't do anything to it. It's either two or three. So it's probably, what would you say that is? It has a kezias size. It's all together. So if you want to say it's in either of the categories, or if it's just held together, but it still looks like, you still see, it looks like bread, or it has a kezias, either one. So you're going to make hamotzi on challah kugel. Or let's say the croutons, not the osem, the soup nuts, but what about the croutons that are the pieces of bread? So you notice we don't have them at the Kiddush anymore. Right? Why? Because according to many poskim, so that's either, let's say they deep fry them. So they deep fry them, So then maybe you want to say what is that? That's bread. Looks like bread. But they deep fry them. So the question is, if you deep fry them, is that called cooking? So each one doesn't have a kezias. But it's unclear if they deep fry them or if they don't deep fry them. So then it's in the second category. It looks like bread. Looks like bread. So it's, but others say that, oh, they make these breads in order to make it the croutons. So maybe it never has a shame lechem. So it's not 100% clear, but lemaisa, one shouldn't have these outside of su'udah. You want to have them, so wash on a regular piece of bread. Wash on toast. And then have them. So again, we should just, though, beware. Sorry?
And if you don't have bread to wash on?
Then I would make a hamotzi. I would make a hamotzi. Or let's say bagel chips.
Breadsticks.
But breadsticks, they call them breadsticks.
Yeah,
but it's like a pretzel. It's like a pretzel. So breadsticks, I don't think. They call them breadsticks, but it's a snack food. It's a snack food. There is a question, what? So breadcrumbs, who eats breadcrumbs raw? Though. So let's say breadcrumbs like on schnitzel.
So let's say you have a
kezayis of
breadcrumbs on schnitzel.
So a kezayis of breadcrumbs on schnitzel, I think that doesn't have surah. That doesn't have surah. That's not, that's the middle category. It doesn't have surah, and it doesn't have a kezayis.
So that's why, yes, it's the middle one.
It has to have surah or kezayis, either one. Let's make a motzi. I don't know if it has a kezayis. It's a few breadcrumbs. I don't know if it has a kezayis. What? Even if you put them all together, they're tiny. Even if you put them all together, it's pretty tiny. So I would say, and also that's a lot of times breadcrumbs are there just to hold the chicken together. If you give it flavor and stuff, like if you have a very thin layer, that's why on schnitzel, most people make a shahakol, unless it has a lot of breadcrumbs on it, then you might have to make a mezonos, like according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says mezonos can't be batel. But that is, that's what it's, or bagel chips, I wanted to mention. So bagel chips also, what are bagel chips? You slice a bagel. Looks like bread, looks like a bagel. You don't make a bagel, those are bagel chips. Those, that you'd have to wash on, because that's, that really looks like the bread. So the bagel chips, the croutons, all of those, it comes out from this Gemara. Again, we don't have time. If you look at it, there's a Rami, maybe I'll start with it tomorrow, to mention there's a beautiful Rav Pesach Frank here that says you can be yotze your mitzvah matzah, right, the Kohen, when he eats this. We paskin that the Kohen Kohanim are not allowed to sit down in the base of Migdash. So how do you do a seba? Right, you have to do a seba. If you don't do a seba by matzah, you're not yotze. So he takes this Gemara to left field. He says, got to think about it. All the halachas, call it to Arkula. So why aren't you yotze the, how can you yotze this matzah? What about a seba? So that's something that maybe we'll talk about tomorrow. Okay. Again, the shiur today was the Zecha Nishmas Tzvi Asher, the Refuah Shleima. Refuah Shleima Tzvi Asher Ben Gilo, who's having a surgery this morning, and he should have a Refuah Shleima.
Well, what's going to, first of all, according to the second case, the difference if you cook it should be that it even doesn't have a surah.
If what?